I think that the healing of wounds sometimes develops a callus. In certain parts of this country, maybe that has happened, that we become callous again. I don't think we will ever forget it. The day that it happened, Walmart sold 116,000 American flags. I think if you're pushed as a country, you push back and you fight back. And I think that we have certainly followed the leader. This country learned a great lesson, and that we'll never have that shoulder turned again. Where there's fear, there's an enemy, we have to know he's there, and we have to be able to fight that, or we'll become imprisoned like so many other countries around the world. And we can't afford to do that. We're too powerful a nation.
Rockies broadcaster Wayne Hagen. 1 year after 9/11, most all of America is back to normal. But what is normal? Has normal changed after last year's attack on America? Jeff Kingery.
I remember talking with Todd Helton, and Todd saying, you know, I hope this makes me a more understanding person, a person that's better able to understand what people are doing, and that I'm a better person, that I can react to people and understand people better. And I think he spoke very well for the entire ball club and for all of us. I think that was a lesson learned, that we were all in something together and we all needed to pull together at that time. And I hope we haven't lost that a year later.
The potential for good to come from something so unimaginably evil. Americans certainly carry a new sense of concern, careful not to call it fear, but rather increased vigilance and a keener sense of awareness. Bronco Jarius Jackson.
Biggest thing is my fear of flying. I used to not care at all, but you know now it's like even though it's almost been a year, I'm still kind of shocked to fly sometimes. I'm still not as eager to get on planes and just go to sleep. I mean, now it's like I'm alert of every little thing that's going on.
It seems impossible for any American to have not changed in some way over the last year.
It puts everything in perspective. Just try to realize it's a game, and it's always a be a game. And without your family, you're basically nothing. Your family's always going to be there for you. And you try to take a little bit of notice in the little things you do every day. Not just going out here playing in front of thousands of fans, but just everyday living. Trying to keep everything in perspective, not getting caught up. Just thank God that you had a home to go to, and just realize how lucky you are.
Rocky Juan Pierre. But as we remember how lucky we are, Bronco Keith Washington will never forget those families who weren't.
My heart goes out to the families, how it changed people's lives. And you cannot imagine what we're going through, the people's mind in the World Trade Center, the people's mind on the planes. And that's what sticks with me the most. Hearing family members talking on the phone, knowing that Flight 93 is going down, and talking to their loved ones and trying to close the chapter and telling them that they love them and knowing that they'll never see them again. It makes me think about my babies, and I can't imagine being on a plane knowing what's ahead of me and envisioning my babies' faces and knowing that that'll be the last time I see them.
May God bless all those who perished and their families. May God bless America. I'm Alan Roach, Colorado's Morning News.